Blog Talk Radio. take it slowly. I wanna take it slowly.
I got too many hoes, but they hate you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn.
If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About us.
You as real as they come.
But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You know that well. Where'd I throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. To run the streets in the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
If you want me to, I would sacrifice and set the world on fire for you. If you want me to, I would cross the ocean floor to prove my love for you. If you tell me so, is it space you need attention from me? I would give it to you. If you want me to, just say the word, I'll go to war, I'll kill for you.
Whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me,
it's already yours, girl, you got it.
Whatever you want from me,
whatever you need,
whatever you need from me,
you don't even have to ask. If you want me to, I'll keep your secrets, hold your fears, protect your heart for you. If you want me to, I'll take my time and learn your body, every part of you. If you tell me so, I'll touch your soul, cause this is spiritual. I wanna be close to you. If you want me to, just say the word, I'll go to war, I'll kill for you.
Whatever you want from me, whatever you need from me,
it's already yours, girl, you got it. Hey baby,
whatever you want from me,
whatever you need,
whatever you need from me,
you don't even have to ask.
Oh, How would you like that, baby? Yeah, say. Don't fight your mind tonight, and baby, I'm turned on. At the moonlight, we could go all night. How would you like that, baby? When I lay your body down, then you can't get up. Hey, your body crying out.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. My diva is kind of off tonight, so you're going to be listening to me. This is the Erotic Love Zone. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. And I always got mine on. I can tell you exactly where to acquire these beautiful pieces of jewelry, but first let me finish with the introduction. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please express to everyone and join me, I won't break you. Not if you don't want me to. Now, before I do finish, I have to give a big shout out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but the CEO of those beautiful gemstones and precious metals and woods, Arthur Larry Mannox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. And where I was talking about, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry at C-Raw. Lord have mercy. God, excuse me. I'm a little out of it. It is B-Raw at Facebook.com and on Amazon. And if you can't get them over there from Amazon, you can definitely holler at one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with these wonderful pieces. Now, let me see what I got for you. Tonight is open mic, okay? I just want you to bring something really, really sexy, something hot, because that's what the Erotic Love Zone is about anyway. And I think I can find something for you guys. Let me see what I've got here. Let me see. I think I'll do something called Beast Mode. I thought he was still at work. I was trying to freshen up before he got home, but to my surprise, he'd gotten off early that day because he came right home and climbed right in the shower with me. Only he didn't kiss me this time. He just pushed me against the shower wall, slapped his body against my back, and put his legs between mine. He stuck his dick deep inside me and fucked my pussy hard, harder and longer and stronger than usual. God, this man was full of energy and rough. I liked it. He turned me around and pulled my legs up so fast I thought I would slip. But he just slammed my back against the shower wall again, holding my legs, bouncing me on that dick, grabbing my ass and drilling me. He put his tongue in my mouth, kissing me hard and full of passion. He stopped and pressed his face against mine, darting his tongue in my ear. He kissed and bit my neck and put his hand around my throat and said, "Don't say shit. Not a fucking word. Just moan." He grabbed my left breast and filled his mouth with it and sucked on the right. I wanted to call out his name, but him taking control like this, is all I could do was moan. He was fucking me so good. It was pure passion. I was just coming all game so hard I started squirting. When he felt that warm liquid running down his sack, his thighs, he pulled out, knelt down, put his lips on her, and started licking and sucking and drinking. But he didn't believe in letting the good squirt just run away. That shit. What'd he say? He took his last swallow, got up, stepped out the shower, slapped my ass and said, "Come with me." So I followed him into the bedroom. He turned to face me, grabbed a handful of my hair, and pulled me close. Looked me in my eyes for a few seconds and then kissed me like it was our first time together. Oh, so sweet. But with the tongue of a beast. And then he shoved me on the bed and my pussy just right back up again, because I already knew what was going to happen. Now, we'd role played with rough fucks before, but not like this. He ravaged my body like he was fucking for a vengeance. He was pounding and grunting and squeezing and biting and, oh my God, I almost passed out from the passion. He tried to slow a stroke, but when he threw my legs up, I could feel the buildup coming and coming. And he was coming. He thrust harder and deeper and faster. And ooh, he was. Oh, baby. Oh, I never did get to taste him. Sometimes you gotta let him be the beast he is. And that's that piece. Hey, y'all. Let me see. I got a caller in here, but I think I want to play a song first. And then we see we can take it from there.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot. Tell me where to go, tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot. Let me take your clothes off, your body's warm. You're dripping wet, baby, I feel at home. What we're doing ain't new, it's been done before. By the time that we're through, you'll be begging me for more. Spread your legs and open wide. I'ma take my time. I'm gonna lick you right. Slow it down. Don't make a sound. As my tongue goes up and down and around and around. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me when to go, tell me when to stop. Show me how you like it, let me find your spot. I feel your pressure rise when I'm looking in your eyes. I grab your neck, I pull you close. Girl, enjoy this ride. Start off slow.
Start off slow.
Make it real fast.
Yeah, yeah.
From the bedroom to the shower. Hoping you can end.
We ain't gonna rush, the sun will beat you home.
You look so good in your
lingerie, now take it off.
Scream my name,
say my name.
When you feel pain,
baby,
your witness sounds like rain falling on my window pane. Tell me when to go, tell me when to stop.
Tell me,
show me how you like it, let me find your spot.
Just tell me.
Tell me when to go, tell me when to stop.
Show
me how you like
you
it, let me find your spot.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Erotic Love Zone. I got a call. I'm going to open up this microphone, see what's going on with this person. It was kind of cutting up last night. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, but I did not press one.
Oh, you sure didn't. You know what?
I sure
did. Well, I'll tell you what. I tell you what, could you give us a rundown real quick, or is you busy?
No. I can pause what I'm doing and give you a rundown.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, Jay Robb, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night we got Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night we got the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and Alonzo. Monday night we got King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night we got War Council with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday night, we'll be right here with another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP, Mrs. VIP, and La Pearl La Negra. Danielle, back to you.
Thank you very much. And again, I apologize for disturbing you. You called back. Good you do.
Thank you.
Stick around for the rest of the show. One love, one.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I'll go and find another piece, guys. Let me see what I got up in here. Some archives. If my device would act right, I can get you some poetry. Let me see. Y'all have to excuse me. Give me a little bit of time here. You know what? I've been working on a book. And it's composed of several different pieces of poetry. I'm trying my hand at this, so I think I'll give you a little taste of my book. And I may as well start from part one. See how far I can go into this. So this is part one, the dance. She sits alone in her disappointment in him. Once again, he approaches, hand extended, with an offer to dance. Nodding yes as she makes eye contact, accepting his hand, and he leads her to an empty space on the dance floor. Eyes locked, bodies close, rhythmically swaying in tune. His hand placed perfectly on the small of her back, immediately brought down her wetness. The light scent of her longing enters his nasal passages and he presses against her, pelvis to pelvis. She inhales quickly, deeply, almost saying his name. His mouth waters as he tries to calm heavy breathing while his hand traces her spine up under the cover of the fall of her locks to the back of her neck, gently gripping it. Just then, she breaks eye contact, closing her eyes, leaning in, place her face against his, releasing a soft moan. He places a soft kiss on her neck, whispers in her ear, "I can tell by the way our dance went. He doesn't taste you, but I want to drink you deep." Another deep inhale taken by her, this time weakening her at the knees and causing pulsations and throbbing deep within from his deep voice. From whispering in her ear, and he can feel her desire growing. She licks her lips, pulls away, but leaving him standing alone. Now afraid this could go further, though she hadn't been touched in months by her man, her loyalty remained true to him. Swiftly turning from him, running out the first door she sees, and it led right to the back. With nowhere to go, she leans against the building, gather herself, and reclaim her faculties, oblivious to the coming storm. Inside, he realized she'd left her belongings, so he grabbed them and chased, hoping she wasn't too far gone. He rushes out the door, realizing it's the back of the building, almost passes her, but notices her still standing against the building with her head back and eyes closed in the rain as if in some sort of trance. He quickly tucked her belongings under his shirt to cover them. She was soaked, but he'd never seen anything more lovely. Her hair lay flat from the weight of being wet. Her dress clung to every curve, every inch, and all he wanted to do was kiss and taste every inch of her body. "Amaris," he called to her, startling her from her trance. She opened her eyes but couldn't respond as he approached her. He asked why she ran. She looked down and said she feared she'd betray him. She felt her body losing control and wanted, my Lord, God, that excuse me. Okay, let me see if I can find my spot again. Her dress clung to every curve, every inch, and all he wanted to do was kiss and taste every inch of her body. "Amaris," he called out to her, startling her from her trance. She opened her eyes but couldn't respond as he approached her. He asked why she ran. She looked down and said she feared she'd betray him. She felt her body losing control and wanting to give him all of it. He placed his hand under her chin. "That I've watched you for months, and how the sadness grew in your eyes and the removal of your smile. I respected his space far too long. Our dance told me that it's my time to love you from here on. But please, let me in. I will put the sun back in your face, the stars back in your eyes, and brighten your smile. And they shall never be dim again." Breathing heavily and without hesitation, she kissed him. He quickly lifted her dress. Between her thighs slid a hand, and he sucked the juices from one of the two fingers he stuck inside her. Looking straight in her eyes, lifting her by her thighs, he paused, knowing there was one thing he desperately needed before he could answer her. He said, "Tell me." She said, "What?" He said, "Promise me. Promise me you're mine." And I want to stop right there for now, ladies and gentlemen, and see if I can, you know what? I think I need to do a station ID. I'll be right back.
This is Tiffany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. I think I'd like to find you another song just until I can get another piece together for you guys. How about... It might help if I turn the volume up, huh?
Thank you. what you wanna do. Shoot your shot cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This type shit have you island. Last minute kiss to the island. Drip, drip, drip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me you outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. I wanna drive you crazy. Pull up inside me, baby. Fucking nigga up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs and buts, maybe. Don't be laid up in that shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't no hold up, I'm that sugar, hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shirt, I'm impatient. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Fit, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Taking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me you outside, boy. Know it's been a while.
Down on the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon to a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this mood glare. I be waiting on you with some long. You ready? Drop the pussy down low like bombs to wave boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink clothes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I've been searching through my poetry. I guess I'll give y'all something that's, I don't know. All right, so this is not erotic, but it is a piece. You guys have to excuse me, I'm a little out of it, like I said. This is called Ready for Growth. I now understand that it is possible to witness or observe a behavior objectively for what it is without necessarily being that yourself. And this shall remain true of both positive and negative interactions. A lotus flower grows in muddy water, yet rises above the surface to bloom with remarkable beauty. A diamond forms under extreme heat and pressure to become the hardest, most exquisite jewel. patience endures time to emergence of ultimate peace. These things all had to grow through harshness and the hardest of conditions, yet come out beautifully, stunning, cherished rarities. But just as beautiful emerged from and for those situations and conditions, my love has developed out of a lifetime of abuse and struggle. Physically, mentally, spiritually, I have fought and overcame, targeted by deceitfulness, intentional wickedness, being shunned and exiled, jealousy and just pure hatred, all from ones who claim to have loved me and cared for me. Because, see, I used to lease my heart out, believing it would make the world feel better, one user at a time. And my fee? Simple smile and some laughter. Until I started to see something in me that my heart didn't recognize. Yet from these things endured emerged the biggest heart in me. Yeah, I've questioned spirit. Why bless me with a heart always ready to be loved, always open, always seeing the beautiful part of the beast instead of with one blackened and heart of stone? My answer was, I still deserve to be loved, and in time came to understand that. I don't want to just fall in love. But I've been put down, let down way too long, finding myself to be the only one in it. God, love me. Come from love. And I am ready for love. I want to grow in love and have someone to share in it with me, because I no longer give samples of myself. All right, and that's that piece. So it looks like I got a caller up in here, but I don't see no hand raised. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am shutting down. I have no callers, no hands up. But I did enjoy reading my poetry for you. I want you guys to stay safe. You know, remember these germs are still out here attacking people. So, you know, if you don't feel good, please just stay away from people until you start to feel better. I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself, because therein lies spirit. I love you guys. And with that, now I got to find something for you. I'm going to say peace.
Got it, it ain't a question. Oh, it ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested, showing you all my imperfections. Oh, if I let you, don't take me for granted. Yeah, if I was more than you could manage, yeah. Open with me, oh, we could be kind. Closer to me, oh, giving me time. Cause with me, no, you could do damage. You
about it, I'm putting pressure. You'll only cut me if I let you. No, you're doing this just for pleasure. Either learn me or I'm a lesson. Go on.
You could do damage.